Oh, yeah, you're Mountain of Rock, Q94, and a Thirsty Thursday, Carlos Santana, Black Magic Woman. And yes, indeed, there are a few magical beauties out there. Hey, we've got more rock and roll that's coming at you on this Thursday. It's 7:25 on the timepiece, and we're cruising on down to the Bayou Resort in Camellia, Arkansas, for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report, as we are joined by Gary Faraci. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this beautiful Thirsty Thursday morning?
Well, I'm completely closed. I'm wearing pants this morning. But I put on the wrong socks. I got a red one and a black one.
That's good. That's it. That's in now.
It is kind of in style, I think.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not raining. It's not storming. There's
Beautiful. Oh, yesterday morning was a good one, huh?
Oh, my goodness. So what type of weather did you guys end up getting there in Camellia?
About what you were talking about on the air, we just got real. I didn't see any hail, but we had some heavy downpours for, I'm going to say it probably rained really hard for 45 minutes, and was windy as well and stuff. Yesterday morning, about the time you were talking about it, between 9 and 10, 11 o'clock, it all went away. And it was 72 degrees when I was out there, and was out taking care of a few things. The time I came back in, it was 63 or 64.
Yeah, right. Well, it didn't change the lake level all that much. We're at 565.17. The lake, how's it look?
The lake, it looks a little stained in some areas. You get up in the bayou areas, up in the creeks, and it looks a little better. It looks a little clearer and stuff. But I tell you what, after the storm yesterday, and even before the storm, as that pressure was dropping, crappie, the guys have been just putting the crappie away. I mean, I'm talking about everybody, two guys on a boat, three guys on a boat, I'm talking everybody getting limits, and in 3 or 4 hours, you know, I just killing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when the lake's like that, I love to find that mud line on the water.
Yep.
And fish mud line. Man, that's good stuff right there.
And our water temperature is moving up. We're in the high 50s, just creeping at 60. And I know everybody's...
That's the magic number.
Yeah. So the crappie will start moving to the bank. The spawn will be moving back and forth a little bit, going to be a little shallower. And they're feeding now to spawn. And then after they spawn, they'll be feeding like crazy. And it's not just the crappie either right now.
Oh, yeah. It's on. So what is the crappie bite? What are they catching them on?
Most, I'd say, majority of guys are using live bait, crappie minnows. Seems to be the ticket, tipped with a crappie bite of some sort, or add a little garlic color to it. That's been the hot ticket this past week, is live bait.
What now, the striper hybrid white bass, are they getting to be a little more active?
Oh, yeah. I'm anticipating, once that we get that water above 60 here, the top water bite's going to take off. They're still catching the stripers and the hybrids and the whites and that, and using a variety of different baits, but I think that top water is just right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Largemouth bite, any good?
It is. Had a gentleman go out yesterday, actually a friend of mine, and he was out for a few hours, and he got five really nice. So, you know, they lowered the length limit to 13, but he said now he's when the length limit was 15, you're catching 13s and 14s. Now that it's 13s, you're catching 15s and 16s.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
So that's been doing well, too. I just think that the conditions are really good, and yesterday after the storm went through, I'd say by 12 o'clock, there wasn't an empty parking spot down there at the marina.
Oh, I bet. You know, and one thing, too, that, you know, talking about the spawn, post-spawn, if you'll get you some crickets and go down there with just a cane pole and bobber or a light, spin reel, man alive, you can catch you some, like, pound and a half bluegill.
Oh, yeah, blue kill season's here. It's here, and that is so much fun, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, usually, and the thing about the bluegill is you can sight fish, you know, because if you see the structure, bluegill's going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah, for sure. It's so much fun. I always take my grandkids down to bluegill fish, but I enjoy it as much as they do. I just don't tell them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and they taste really good too.
Oh, they're awesome. They're awesome.
Yeah,
they're good eating right there.
Yep, yep. Well, so let's see. Last week there was a bass tournament, and that was pretty trying because when I was in Mountain Home Saturday. And boy, you could see the stained water. You could see it moving, and but it was so windy. My goodness! But there were a few boats out there. Now there's some other tournaments that's coming up, right?
There we've got the Lake Norfolk Fireworks tournament coming up. We got the Cystic coming up. We have the Children's Home coming up. So we have, and then the Bass Cat tournament is first Saturday in May 5th or 6th, I believe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're just loaded with tournaments coming up, and we keep the lake going.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, any rooms open if someone's wanting to plan a vacation? Is there still time to get in touch with you and Diane about booking a cabin?
There is. You just have to call and pick your dates, and hopefully this time of year you're a little flexible with your dates, because we start booking up fast. And we have some weekends here and there open and that throughout the summer. The spring, I still have some dates, and towards the end of April and into first part of May, if you just want to get away for a weekend, give us a call, and we can see what you want to do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Hey, Gary, they can give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page is a great way. Drop us a line, leave us a message, check out all the fishing pictures on there. always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we do appreciate you, and we'll visit with you next week.
All right, we'll see you soon, Gary.
Yep, bye-bye.